Brethren, our introductory comments will be brief because we would like to give Brother David Duran as much time as possible. Just some comments on coming together as we are. I know it's nice to get together in person, but since that's not happening or doable in all circumstances, it's wonderful to have the online experience as well. And there are a lot of scriptures about the value of coming together with those of like faith. And to keep it brief, I'll just mention a few, and they're all familiar to us. Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 2:42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. So I would think the breaking of bread part is about getting together. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And then a couple more, Matthew 18:20, a familiar one, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So that's a wonderful promise. And then just one more, got a long list here, but just one more. Psalm 133:1, another familiar text, how, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And we know there are many benefits to gathering together, and in person, I think, is the best. And I'm sure that's what is mentioned in the scriptures. But having this opportunity of online is wonderful as well. And no matter where we are in our walk in the narrow way, fellowship and instruction provides us with spiritual strength. Being around brethren gives us the opportunity to learn and grow in our faith. You know, we all have difficult experiences in life, whether it's loss of a loved one, a problem at home or work, other situations. These challenging times are one of the reasons why fellowship, getting together, is important, because our brethren can help us. Coming together with other believers in study and conversation helps to remind us that we are not alone in this narrow way. I think that's why God made fellowship so important. He wanted us to come together so that we are reminded that we're not alone and are all striving in the same narrow way. And just one more comment. Coming together is a wonderful way for each of us to grow in our understanding of God's plans and purposes. When we come together in fellowship and instruction, we teach each other things that are important. Let us always resist any temptation to remain separated. There is no rule for Christians as regards how often to meet together. We do have the example of the early church gathering what appears to be frequently. So that's something to think about. And with that, we are not going to be having an opening hymn for Brother David Duran's talk. There'll be a closing hymn, if time permitting.